The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past never o'clock, we are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane Jr., Mark Davila, solving your world's problems, your world, not ours. Go ahead.
Nah, we're out of problems, sorry. Good night.
Shit.
Okay, today, we're going to solve the problem of terrorism. Evidently, some people around the world don't
Middle East.
Okay, so Middle Eastern people don't
pretty much, right?
Like non-Middle Eastern people.
Because I don't think there's any like from Sweden.
Well, there's some.
I'm sure there's some, but not that many.
I mean, those guys in Boston were Russian or whatever. So
there's like one dude in Sweden.
Anyways, they attack us and they kill us and stuff.
I've heard about that.
Blow up buildings and all that.
Yeah.
So we gotta stop it.
All right. What's your idea?
Well, there's the obvious idea.
More racial profiling?
There's the obvious thing that will never happen, and that's...
Close our borders, no more foreigners.
No. Blow up the whole Middle East. Just destroy it. I feel like during World War II...
They might have been up for that.
Yeah, they didn't seem to care much about civilian casualties as much. I mean, the Nazis, like...
You know what it is?
They burned down London.
It's not that. It's the media. Back then, there wasn't much of one.
Your newsreel that you watch before you seen a flick.
Yeah, and the government pretty much had control over what came out. Nowadays, government doesn't have control of shit over the media.
But how many
people... We all say what we
want. If we start just as a lot of conservatives say, if we just start nuking the
Middle East,
I mean, how many people are complaining?
A lot of people,
you
probably.
Think?
Yeah. What planet are you on?
Let them go. Let them go. I mean, whatever. Who are they hurting?
There's a lot of good people all over the place. How about those guys were in Boston? Why don't we just destroy Boston? There were terrorists there.
Different.
What if there's more? Who knows if it was more than, you know, just those couple guys? What if there's a whole cell there?
Well, all right, smartass, then how are you figuring out? My way would definitely solve the problem.
I no more foreigners. Close our borders.
They can sneak in.
You know what? They can sneak in, but they can't really hide because you can kind of spot a foreigner.
What does that mean? People look foreign. You look foreign.
You stop them. You stop me. Yeah, listen. You stop them. Start asking them questions. Is there a little bit of an accent? Can you answer some pop culture references?
My idea was way better.
It's about blowing up the Middle East.
Well, listen, if you're not going to get your ass in line, I'm sick of all the countries like fighting each other. I'm sick of it. We're all on the same goddamn planet.
For now.
Why can't we just all be friends?
But
we have to put ideology and fucking borders and money and religion
say the same about everyone in this country? We're not all friends. There's factions, political factions, religious factions. And so why are you just singling out the Middle East?
Hey, I'm the first to tell you that the Congress is bullshit and they need to stop. You know, to be in Congress, you shouldn't even have to be one or the other.
And you're right. You are the first person who ever told me that. You said it.
If you're affiliated with Democrat or Republic, sorry, you can't be a congressman. You got to be fucking independent. You have to be, like the Supreme Court. You know they have to. You know they're not supposed to use their political opinions.
Actually, that's impossible because they're appointed by a president. You know the whatever current president.
They gotta go by the letter of the motherfucking law.
Yeah, I know, but
what the Constitution says. That's their job. Not to say, well, I believe.
Yeah, but then you go about, you know, when you talked about Congress, to keep them honest, we need to stop lobbyists.
Stop paying them. They'll keep them honest.
Yeah, then they'll quit. Like, fuck this. But you got to stop other people from giving them cash.
This is getting way off topic, but I'll say this again.
Okay.
No person should make a living as a politician. That shouldn't be their career.
I know. You want to limit their time.
How is that a fucking career? We're supposed to be a representative.
You're right. Congressmen are terrorists. Is that what you're trying to say?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So anyways, all right, so we can't blow up the
movie. Yeah, let's start spitballing here. Blowing them up, probably not going to happen. Closing our borders, probably not going to happen.
All right, here's another one. Where does the Middle East get their money? Where do these factions get their money?
From us. Oil? They're selling drugs. Why'd you ask a question?
Because I was in the middle of saying it, and you're fucking taking all my credit.
Don't put it in the form of a question, okay? apparently, I made a huge mistake by answering a question you asked me.
Apologize.
My apologies. To the people. I'm sorry.
Anyways,
what were you saying? Why does it sound so seductive when you go, shh?
I don't know.
It's like you put your finger on my lips. Shh.
Shh. It's me, Casper.
I don't know why you're a ghost. Not that friendly.
Anyhow, if we stop using oil and heroin, it'll cut, what they say, cuts off the snake's head.
Well, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to stop using heroin ever. Ever.
It's my choice.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. The oil, we get it from them, but they're in bed with everyone else. They're in bed with so many companies in the U.S.
That's one stinky bed.
Yeah, I know. A lot of big, huge gangbang going on because they're in bed with people in the government. Everyone's fucking everyone, and no one wants it to stop. And then the heroin, the people are junkies. So, apparently, we can't keep drugs out of this country. The war on drugs has been going on for the last 8,000 years. Good luck.
What if we do what they say, like your mom used to tell you? If you just ignore them, they'll go away.
That was the solution to bullies. That's not the... Actually, that's bullshit advice, Mom. Thanks. Thanks for nothing. That didn't work with the bullies. They bullied me more. Like, hey, he's not paying attention. Let's hit him hard enough until he pays attention.
But if you have a strong pain, a high pain threshold, you're just like, whatever.
So, with that logic, we just let them kill people and they go, fuck it. People are dead, huh? Whatever. Ignore them. They'll go away.
Well,
there is some logic to it with terrorists because they're trying to get some kind of message across. If we just, didn't even put it on the news, they blew some shit up and no one even talked about it.
Isn't their main reason, their argument obviously isn't rational, but isn't their argument that we're
heathens.
We're in favor of Israel and, Israel moved in there because they got kicked out of Europe and they're like, hey, it's our place now. And they're like, no.
You know what? I couldn't even tell you what their reasoning is.
That piece of land that no one was living at, that's ours. What the fuck are you doing? And, we're American. We like Israel, apparently. And it's like, well, fuck you. We're going to kill you now.
I couldn't tell you.
I just gave you the whole thing.
Okay. I'm not sure we like Israel, but we like people who aren't them. So.
I like Israel. Natalie Portman's from Israel, and she's hot. I'm all for Israel.
Yeah, she's an attractive woman. She's not a sexy kind of hot.
That model, Bar Raphael.
Why are you making those weird noises?
That's my thinking noise. Bar Raphael, I think, is from Israel. She's hot.
Never heard of her. I'm sure she's hot. If she's a model...
Dude, she dated fucking Leonardo.
The Ninja Turtle?
DiCaprio.
Dated a fucking...
But that's what
mutant.
I'm saying, man.
Yeah, listen, there's attractive people everywhere.
What? No, not that. The point is, we gotta figure out a way to cut off the head. Let them not have money anymore.
Yeah, well, the easiest way, as you said, oil and drugs... Pretty much impossible.
How about some
border patrol?
Can we
useless?
Can we seed some clouds and have them get flooded out or something?
Putting water in the desert, helping them out. Yeah, let's do that. You know they live in a desert, right? They would welcome the water.
I don't.
That's not going to help.
Ideology is a bad thing. Try to control other people. First of all, you're living in the Middle East. You're enjoying all the sand.
They and, love it. It's like a...
All your covered-up women.
Never-ending
beach. All your bullshit that you're doing. I guess, they have gay porn parties, these guys. That's what I hear.
They love banging. Yeah.
Well, I hear that they only are allowed to have sex when they're procreating, so in the meantime, they still want to get their jollies, so they do stuff with guys. That's what I hear.
I mean, I don't know how accurate that is. I've heard it, but that's probably more slander against them.
I'm gonna go.
I know you're just gonna go ahead and believe it, but probably, you know, not as accurate as you'd like to think.
But anyways, you whatever you're doing over there, why do you give a fuck what we're doing over here?
You know what?
We're not bothering you.
I feel that way about I'm not speaking of terrorism. I just feel that way about people in general. Leave me the fuck alone. Do your own thing. And, you know, let me
do
mine.
And leave me alone, Constant, is I don't want to hear your shit, too.
Yeah, that's leaving me alone. I kind of don't want contact.
I don't
want
to know you
people.
Exist. If you have some fucking crazy belief, I don't give a shit. Just, yeah. I don't want to hear it.
If you have a religious tattoo, keep it fucking covered. Obviously, you don't have it for yourself, or you just, you know, you could just have it in your mind. You have a tattoo, that means you want everyone else to see it. Why do you think I give a fuck about what you believe in? I don't. So please.
Well,
leave
no,
me alone.
You don't understand. This world is this country is morally corrupt, and we're killing babies by the millions, and there's gay people taking over the world. So we're gonna all go to hell.
Yeah, we could all go to a place I'm positive doesn't exist. So
well, again. If that's what you believe, good,
yeah,
more room for you.
Exactly.
Go to heaven, leave me the fuck alone, I'll go wherever I go, and that'll be it. Whether I fucking rot away underground or I go to hell, that's my choice.
You can laugh your ass off up on that cloud. Thank you.
And you can whine and complain about abortion all you want, it's not gonna if it's illegal tomorrow, people are still gonna do it.
Remember when it was illegal? People would, you know, find crooked doctors, back alley guys with hangers, throw yourself down a flight of stairs, slug yourself in the stomach, piss off Mike Tyson, he'll hit you hard.
Drink poison.
Yeah, shit got done. If shit is illegal and you want it done, you do it anyway. That's what we do.
So, if those religious people...
Yes, we're not
who
bothering
can be
you.
Terrorist types in their own way, if because, you know...
We have domestic terrorists.
Oh, we have...
Plenty of them.
Dudes getting, doctors getting shot, blown up.
Yeah, we have nut jobs here too.
Abortion. Say we do make abortion totally legal tomorrow and no one else has abortions ever. Then what? They're going to still complain about something else.
Well, people just like complaining.
Then I'll be the gays. Oh. Well, how about, what are they going to complain about if everyone decides that they're not gay anymore?
They'll think of something.
Hey, you know what? You're right. Gay's wrong. I'm straight now. And we're no more abortions either.
Turns out I was kidding. I don't even like dudes.
Mm-hmm. So then what? They're going to find something else they don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything, but they'll come up with something.
The other day I was reading some letter to the editor from some bitch. She was going on about abortion, but the thing that got me, which is fine that that's your, you know, if you're against abortion, I can see that argument.
Yeah, I mean, let's don't have one.
I can see that argument, whatever. But then she's like, how morally wrong it is to use contraception.
Well, the Pope said not to.
To me, that's irresponsible, not morally wrong. That's what I say.
Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
So using condoms is going to stop terrorism? Is that your point?
Well, it could. If you're having sex with a potential terrorist mother.
How would you know that?
I don't know.
Tell me the signs, the telltale signs of a terrorist mother. Because odds are, if she's willing, I will have sex with her anyway. I'll take my chances.
I don't know. You lived in terrorist town, so you know more than me.
That was the name of it. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we didn't solve anything.
Well, that's nothing.
But, yeah, I know. Listen, if you give us a really tough topics, problems, odds are we're not solving shit. You need to give us nonsense.
I think next week we're going to... Tune in next Friday because we're going to talk about bullies. Cause I think we were going down that road a little bit.
Wait, this week, did we talk about bullies? Or did we talk about bullies today? Was that earlier this
week? Next week we're talking about bullies. Problem solving.
Oh, yeah, we did mention bullies. Bad memory. All right. Blah, blah, blah. HotshotWizkids.com. We got other shows. We got other things. You can give us money. We won't give you money. That's about it.